Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, I regret to inform you that today's soccer game, scheduled for 4 o'clock, will be delayed by half an hour due to heavy rain. The game is expected to start at 4:30 p.m. In the meantime, we encourage you to visit the souvenir stands, which are now open near the south and north gates. Please advise that there are no refunds, but if you want to exchange your ticket for a future game, just proceed to the box office next to the main entrance. Thank you for your patience.
Number 71. What is the purpose of the announcement? Number 72. Where is the announcement probably being made? Number 73. When will the event begin? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
This is the last stop on our tour. You are now standing in the interior of Gold Rush River Tavern. This tavern was constructed in 1856, at the height of the gold rush. As you can see, it is made completely of logs, which were the only building material available until the sawmill opened up in 1878. However, the owner liked the old-style feel of the place and decided to leave it look like what you see now, a simple log hut. This tavern was famous and very busy in the area until 1887, when the gold rush faded and the people all moved away, except for the owner, who lived here until he died in 1892.
Number 74. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 75. What is special about the building? Number 76. Why did the people all move away? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following information.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a long-standing resident of Beechwood, I'd like to welcome you to our city. On the bus tour today, we will be visiting all the important tourist attractions that you expect to see, like the historical municipal building Beechwood Park and the newly built SeaWorld. The tour will depart from and return to Clive Street, and it will take about 4 hours for the whole trip. At SeaWorld, we will be guided by a marine biologist who will speak about the sea animals you are expected to see there. They will be serving free beverages in front of the main entrance of the building for all of our guests. Now let's hit the road.
Number 77. What kind of tour is this? Number 78. Where will there be a guest speaker? Number 79. What will be served at SeaWorld? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk. As reporters, you may have the opportunity to travel around the world for a news story. Having been a newspaper journalist for 3 decades now, I know that when you report from other countries, you want to learn as much as you can about the place you are reporting from. But how do you deal with situations when you don't know where and how to begin your first story in a foreign country? Even after 30 years in journalism, that kind of situation still happens to me. I suggest you start at the nearest newspaper office. Local reporters and editors can give you all the information you need. Key background details for your stories can come from your international colleagues. Number 80. Who is the speaker talking to? Number 81. How long has the speaker worked in his field? Number 82. What does the speaker advise others to do when working in new countries? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Angie Dixon from Lee's Baked Goods. I would like to know if you could increase the order of the high-quality flour that I have been receiving every week. My customers like the baked goods that I made with the flour so much that I need to double my order. Could you please let me know if it is possible starting 2 weeks from today and how much more we would be charged? Thank you.
Number 83. What kind of business is Lee's Baked Goods? Number 84. Why is Ms. Dixon calling? Number 85. When will the requested change probably begin?